control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You get to control the content on the website. And that means that if you find something online that you think's interesting, you want to share with our listeners and the hosts of the show, you submit it as show prep there, and then it appears on the upcoming stories page where it's mixed in with everybody else and whatever else they've submitted. And then once your story gets a certain number of votes, it'll be promoted to the front page of the website. And by the way, there's no preference that the site has for me. I submitted a story earlier today and it hasn't made it to the front page yet. So, you know, everybody's kind of on an equal playing field there. And you can go to freetalklive.com, vote up what you like, vote down what you don't like, or just be positive and vote up what you like. You can do it however you want. Freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
All right. So, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. That's what we do here. There's a lot in the news that we can be discussing here tonight. And the number, again, is 855-450-FREE, including, apparently, the some of the marijuana sales out in California is going back to the underground. And we'll explain why that is. But in other news, international news, Free Catalonia, looks like there's been some secession going on over in Spain. We'll tell you about that. Plus, to the phones, to the phone, let's go right to the to your calls. West is on the line, listening in Indy, and he's an XM listener to America's Talk during the week. Hey, West.
How you doing, man?
Hey, welcome back to the show. What's on your mind tonight?
I was going to throw at you, you were talking about the private cities in Honduras the other day.
Yes.
And basically what it comes down to is whoever's hand gets greased the most is going to support those towns in Honduras. It is still a bribe your way out of anything type of country.
So you had called last night toward the very end of the show. You had a bad phone connection, and so we had to get you off the line, unfortunately. But I'm glad you called back, because if I'm recalling correctly, you said last night that you have some personal experience having been visited or lived in Honduras?
I do. I go down twice a year. In fact, I'm going back at Thanksgiving to Honduras for a week. I have family that lives there. My brother is the dean of a college down there, and I go visit his family on holidays and vacations.
West, would you describe it as a peaceful place, or is it pretty violent down there?
Yeah, is it as dangerous as people would have you believe?
I will put it to you this way. I tell people jokingly I enjoy vacationing anywhere where I get soothed to sleep with the soothing sounds of machine gun fire. It's very violent.
Wow.
Just while I was down there the last time, two blocks over from the neighborhood where my brother lives, there were four kids gunned down on the side of the street, just for standing on the side of the street.
You think so? Do you think that was the reason, or was it some sort of a drug thing?
No, they were just standing there. You have a lot of MS-13 gang members there. MS-13 is very strong. And it's bad enough that the police carry Galil machine guns. They don't carry handguns. They carry Galil machine guns.
So is it mostly gang violence, West, or are the police the ones who are causing most of the violence, or do I repeat myself?
It is gang violence for the most part, but, yeah, there is a lot of police that are police by day, criminals by night.
Interesting.
Not a surprise. I'm sure they're working, many of them, hand-in-hand with the drug cartels to either assist them directly or look the other way.
There's a lot of drug activity that comes through there. A lot of the drugs that come to the United States come through Honduras.
So I have to tell you, you know, it sounded pretty attractive to me, moving to this wonderful place where freedom can be alive. But now the information you're giving me, West, is making me a little bit fearful of even traveling down there to visit. Would a person, a normal, you know, an American, be okay in Honduras? Would I need some sort of protection with me?
No, it's nowhere near as bad as, like, Brazil, Sao Paulo, or anything like that. It's just like going to New York in the late 70s, early 80s. You just have to know where to go and keep your wits about it.
Huh.
And, you know, a lot of times the violence is in certain areas, and when you know the violence is going on in that area, you just don't go.
So you recommend folks do their research before traveling down there to explore?
I do. It's a gorgeous country. It's one of the prettiest places I've ever been. But you can get killed down there in a heartbeat. There's an area called the Live Zone in La Ceiba where I go, and you can find anything you want, including your death, there.
What was it called, the area?
The Live Zone, L-I-V.
The Live Zone,
not the Live Zone.
Gotcha.
Wow.
So tell me, in regards to Honduras, now you say that you can just go down there as an American. Would it make sense to have somebody who knows their way around be your guide, so to speak? Or just, because it doesn't sound like the kind of place you just want to show up and kind of bump around in.
Right, you're right. You want someone that knows their way around. You want someone that is basically a native. When we go anywhere down there that we know it can be a little shady, we take one of my brother's brother-in-laws, or we take someone who is a native there, because they can read those people a heck of a lot quicker than we can.
Mm-hmm. So what is it that, what do you think about these proposals? I mean, we've been discussing over the last couple nights on the show these private cities that are ostensibly going to be built. They're going to start with one and presumably expand to three if the first one works out. It's a $15 million investment that's coming in to start building the first half square mile of the city, and that should be kicking off in the next 18 months. So I guess my curiosity is, what do you think's going to happen with that? Is it going to, you know, come off without a hitch? Will the police / gangsters in the area attempt to exert influence? What's your prediction?
I think it will be the ultra uber rich of that area that moves in there, which means probably narcotic traffickers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's going to probably be a situation of, if they bribe the right people, it'll go through without a hitch. If they don't bribe the right people, they'll have all kinds of trouble.
That's what I said. I said if I were in a narcotics gang, I would be on the ground floor of this. I'd be, you know, one of the investors in this this particular property, just to make sure that things went my direction. The way it was structured, the way they set up their legal system or whatever it is they're going to create there, had my best interests in mind. That's what I would do.
You were talking also about Goliath. Here in the States, we got a lot of information that, you know, it was a military coup and all that. It was not a military coup. Goliath tried to circumvent the Honduran Constitution and basically turn himself into a Chavez-esque dictator in Honduras, and the Congress and the military booted him out because they want to keep democratic elections there. The upper government is fine. They're good people. It's the lower ranks where you have the problem. And also, you know, the joke in Honduras is two people sitting around, they get bored, and one of them looks at the other one and says, "Hey, I'm bored. Let's start a revolution." You know, that's just kind of the way it is down there. But as far as the upper echelon of the government, they're pretty stable. And, you know, you can go to places like Roatan, which is an island off of Honduras, and it's reasonably safe. The tourist areas, they really keep a large police presence there, just because they know how much money comes in from tourism. So,
interesting,
man.
You know, I appreciate you taking the time to call back in tonight and share your experiences with us. Do you have any other questions for him, Derek J?
No other questions, but thank you for the information, Wes, because I was definitely attracted to these private cities over in Honduras, but it doesn't sound like a violent place is a good place for freedom to take root, and it sounds like that would include Honduras.
Well, I don't know. I mean, this is going to be a location that's kind of out in the wilderness. It's going to be away from a lot of the existing urban, you know, zones in Honduras. So,
I will tell.
Yeah, it will be interesting to watch. And, Wes, feel free to give us updates as you travel down there and let us know what the scene is like. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can share your experience with whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $21 a month.
Call 1-800-916-9762 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-916-9762. 1-800-916-9762. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free here at 855-453. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website, over at freetalklive.com, and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features include news updates. You can go to news.freetalklive.com, and you can follow us via email, get the latest information about Free Talk Live as it's announced. Also, we have Twitter and Facebook, which are alternative methods and more granular methods of getting information about Free Talk Live, meaning you get more. You get updates during the show. You get questions that we might ask the audience online and off, or on air and online. And so it's just a different way to kind of keep in touch with Free Talk Live. Twitter and Facebook, you can get through to all of them. You can get signed up over at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com. And as I mentioned, this program is brought to you by SACL CAI. They do bring you the phone number here, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE is that number. And SACL CAI has a really unique approach to account recovery. They get it done, and they do it with respect. They're going to do it in a way that's going to keep your customers down the line and get your account settled as well. So you want some account recovery done, these guys can do it for you. Go to SACL CAI via their banner over at freetalklive.com. It's right there at the top of the website. At the top of the banner column. Again, it's Ian here with you tonight.
And Derek J.
And since we're talking about the idea of setting up free zones, which has kind of been a dominant conversation over the last few nights of the program, and I am told, by the way, that the CEO of MKG Group, Michael Strong, the guy who's behind the company that's looking to set up these free zones in Honduras, will be joining us on the air on Monday night.
Ooh.
So I'm pretty, yeah, I mean, that's a pretty big deal.
Wow.
That's exciting.
Let's get our questions ready.
So yeah, stay tuned for that. That's coming up. But in international freedom news, Catalonia, which is apparently, I think that's like an island off the coast of Spain, but I'm not real clear on that. It has something to do with Spain. Anyways, Catalonia's Sant Pere de Torelló has declared its independence. It's from RT, Russia Today, has declared its independence from the Spanish central government.
What?
Yeah, this is pretty exciting stuff.
No way.
Here. Local deputies unanimously approved a resolution plan on free Catalonian territory after Catalonia asked Madrid for a $5 billion euro bailout. The resolution suggests setting up Sant Pere de Torelló's own finance ministry, national bank, taxation office, and justice ministry. Once approved, the crowd of about 1,000 people gathered outside the council exploded in thunderous applause.
Wow.
According to local media. Making a speech in front of the public, Mayor Jordi Fabrega said the municipality is the resistance of Catalonia and shouted, "We refuse to disappear as a people. I refuse." Local separatists have appealed to the local Catalan parliament to hold a referendum on the national sovereignty of that territory within the next 2 months. The only stumbling block for lawmakers became the Catalonian language, which, due to the law, is prohibited from use in social and academic life. Which sounds like that's a Spanish law to me, and that's one of the reasons why they're upset. After the results of the vote on the resolution were announced, the council proposed that the Catalonian parliament cancel the legislation which restricts the use of their language. Can you do me a favor and look up Catalonian?
Oh, I'm on it. Okay. I've already got some information to share with you that includes that Barcelona is in Catalonia.
Oh, okay.
And is its capital is Barcelona, and the second largest city in Spain after Madrid. So this is huge. This is a big part of Spain.
So it's like a state? Is this like the equivalent of a Spanish state?
Yeah, it is. It looks like, exactly. It's Spain is divided up into these little areas, and those areas have provinces.
Mm-hmm.
Catalonia has four of them. One of them is Barcelona. And if folks are familiar, you may not have a map right in front of you, but you've seen Spain, and you know that it sort of looks like a person's head with the two little ears, on the top. Catalonia is the right ear. So it's like a huge part, and it's a border also. So, I mean, that's a big deal.
Journalist and writer Miguel Ancho Morado says the push for independence is symbolic for the town, which has a population of less than 3,000. So what it sounds like is that this town is actually seceding from Spain and the state, or whatever they call it, of province of Catalonia.
Wow. So they're seceding from Catalonia. Catalonia is also seceding from Catalonia.
That's the way it sounds. Well, I mean, the town is called Sant Pere de Torelló.
I see.
The deepening crisis and tough financial situation have added fuel to the conflict between Catalonia and the rest of Spain because Catalans, quote, feel they're not treated fairly by the Spanish tax system, and also that economic policies of the central government are not helping Catalonia to sort out the crisis. The move comes a week after Spain's debt-struck Catalonia region asked Madrid for a 5 billion euro bailout from the Liquidity Fund, the 18 billion euro body set up to finance troubled regions. If Catalonia receives financial aid from Madrid, it will become the second of Spain's 17 autonomous regions formally to request aid. However, it will not accept the money if political conditions are put on the table, because the money is Catalan money, they say.
What? That's so lame.
The statement refers to the way the tax system works in Spain. The central government collects up to 95% of all taxes from the whole country, then distributes it to different regions following the so-called solidarity criteria. In Spain, that means that the poorer a region is, the more money it gets from the government. Catalonia, considered one of Spain's richest and most stable regions, has always been given less money than it paid in taxes. Such a system, Catalans believe, has led their region's debt crisis.
Oh, okay. So you've got sort of eaten my words there. I mean, yeah, it's sort of lame because they're saying, oh, well, we want all of this money, government, and we're not going to follow any of your rules. Thanks. But then, yeah, they have this history of being stolen from, and
they
blame all of that, those years of theft, for their lack of stability now. Well, I get that.
So Catalonia is the equivalent of a number of U.S. states that have a similar situation where they are what they call they're net losser, net losers or whatever when it comes to tax money.
Right.
In that the people in the state pay more money in collectively than the state receives in benefits. Obviously, the people don't receive the money back. The state does. So, you know, the federal government takes a bunch of money in from all over the place, and then they hand out money back to the states after, of course, taking a huge cut for the middle-class bureaucrats running the programs of the federal government. And states like California get more money in, if I'm not mistaken.
It's just sharing the wealth, Ian. What's wrong with that?
Well, you know, I don't mind sharing, but it's not sharing because it's tax. You know, it's taxes, and taxes are force, and there's violence behind that. So calling it sharing isn't appropriate. But some people are upset about that, and for good reason. You know, it's certainly not fair. And apparently in Catalonia, that was enough reason for them to go ahead and have themselves a secession movement.
Yeah, that's
which is
huge. And so these secessionists, it wasn't like they're a group of armed rebels, right? These people are politicians. They were like elected representatives, supposedly,
right?
Wow.
Yeah, the politicians are behind it. Obviously, the people are behind it. I mean, can you imagine what would happen if there really were politicians on the kind of either the national stage or the state level stage who are out there actually talking about secession? That would that possibly get people excited about it? Because we know that there have been studies done. I think it was Zogbia. I don't recall, though, exactly. There was a national polling organization that did a poll within the last few years that found that about 1 out of 5 Americans are already on board and support the ideas of secession.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yeah.
That's terrific news.
Well, I mean, think about it. What is it, the 10% or 9% approval rating for Congress? I mean, who wouldn't want to get out of this deal? 855-453. You can share your thoughts.
So what happened? You used to be a guy with a busy romantic life. Now things are different, but they don't have to be. Finally, there's a male enhancement formula that's clinically tested for increasing your drive and performance. All natural, TestoCharge can help upgrade your romantic life by rapidly boosting your libido. And TestoCharge will boost your performance, guaranteeing full satisfaction. In a clinical study with this formula, 85% of men reported an improvement in drive and desire. TestoCharge works. No more letdowns. Just more of the passion you remember. See for yourself with your own risk-free trial. But hurry. Today's risk-free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-785-6183. That's 1-800-785-6183. Don't let your sex life fade away. Get TestoCharge. Just call 1-800-785-6183. That's 1-800-785-6183.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything you want at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there. We've got a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact. Chat room is built into the same page as the cam, and you can access it all for free over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam. .freetalklive.com. Now, mailtojail.com is making it possible to donate directly to your favorite political prisoners using bitcoins. You can go to mailtojail.com to donate directly to our friend and former co-host of the show, Ademo, who is sitting behind bars because of something is screwy with my microphone. I don't know if that is can you hear me all right over there? You're good? Okay, great. Anyway, sorry about that, folks. Let me just fix that. Okay, so what I was saying was Ademo, he is behind bars because he decided to stand up for his freedom and everybody else's freedom to be the press, and was interviewing some folks from the government, and it did it without telling them necessarily that he was recording them, and so they put him in jail on three felony charges, and he's sitting in there. He's going to be there probably for about another 30-plus days, so he's got plenty of time to read mail. And he would love to hear from you, even if you've never met Ademo. Doesn't matter. He would love to hear from you. Tell him about what's going on in your life, when you're going to move to New Hampshire, what you think about what he did, anything you want to talk to him about. It's always nice. And, Derek, you know this, having been on the inside of the jail cell, it's nice to get those letters from the folks from Mail to Jail.
Not just nice, it makes a world of difference. It really changes the attitude of, the prisoners and even the prisoners surrounding the person receiving the mail. Those also seem to enjoy, knowing that people are out there, you know, paying attention and they care.
Yeah, because it's a lot of people get, you know, they feel like they people don't care. Once you get put in jail, that a lot of people disappear. You find out who your real friends are, and that can be a real crushing moment for the average person being put in jail. But thankfully, we have this wonderful activism movement here that keeps in touch with folks when they're on the inside, and it's mailtojail.com that makes that possible. So you can go there and donate with Bitcoin to Mail to Jail, and that's exciting. I just did that a few days ago, actually, because, you know, it costs money to print those letters out, and it takes time to put them in those envelopes, and the stamps certainly aren't cheap. So I sent a couple Bitcoins over, which right now Bitcoins are worth 11 U.S. dollars a piece. They keep going up. Mailtojail.com. And by the way, if you need optical transceivers for your networking equipment and you want to support Liberty at the same time, you can buy them from memorydealers.com. And memorydealers.com also accepts Bitcoin for their products. And you're going to hear more of this over time. More businesses are going to start announcing that they're accepting Bitcoin. And why not? I mean, you don't have to pay the crazy credit card fees associated with every single transaction, because transactions are free on Bitcoin. So it's good stuff. Go to mailtojail.com. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're talking about independence, and specifically Catalonia, not the state or whatever it's called of Catalonia, but one of the towns in Catalonia, Sant Pere de Torelló, has declared its independence from the Spanish central government.
Woohoo!
And what I was saying before we went to break there is that, you know, wouldn't it be exciting if there was some politician, oh, I don't know, Ron Paul, for instance, you know, somebody with some principle, because here this is, you know, I don't think these are a group of liberty-minded folks, but they are people who feel like they've been oppressed. They are people who are taxed to death, and they don't get, you know, very much of their taxes back into the area in which they live, and they're pretty upset about that, and it doesn't seem fair, and it's not, and so they're leaving, and I don't care what the reason is. You know, whatever your political reason for secession, I support secession.
Well, a lot of people decide to vote with their feet, and then they say, well, I'll just move, I'll get out of this town because I'm being taxed to death. But then, in places, especially in Europe, these homes have been in the family for generations, and to really leave that behind would be leaving part of one's heritage behind. So secession makes a lot more sense in places like that, whereas maybe in the U.S., people aren't so tied down to where they live. It's not as much part of their culture.
It certainly seems hard to get people to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, because people are tied down. You know, they've got a house that they bought. There's a family there. You know, grandma lives in town. Those sorts of things. Those things do keep U.S. folks from moving.
There can be connections like that all over, yeah. But I'm just wondering what sort of state would, you know, besides New Hampshire, obviously, would secession make sense? Connecticut, I know, is a very high-income state, and they're taxed heavily. New Jersey is another one.
Vermont, it actually has a foothold. I mean, there's actually going to be a secessionist conference coming up in Vermont, I believe, in a week from today. I don't know if you heard about that.
What? No.
Yeah.
I had heard some rumblings, but I wasn't didn't know that was serious. This is great.
No,
secession news is all over.
I believe there are carpools going from New Hampshire to the capital of Vermont to attend this secessionist. It's like a one-day kind of conference thing.
What a
and
joy.
The Vermont, the second Vermont, I think they call themselves the second Vermont Republic. Anyway, the Vermont Secessionist Group is a fairly mature group that actually has formed its own political party, has run candidates for governor and other seats across the state on a secessionist platform.
Vermont is so fascinating. They're a type of, you know, nanny statism, but also freedom lovingness.
It's weird.
A weird mix. I mean, it's one of the only places I know of you can walk around naked with just
with
a holster and a gun. What a wonderland.
Yep, and it is an interesting place. Now, Vermont was one of the 10 candidate states for New Hampshire's for the Free State Project. So prior to the Free State Project picking New Hampshire, Vermont was one of the options. And so it's good to have them next door. You know, it's good to have a, you know, robust secessionist movement right next door. And I think that it's something to which we can aspire, because honestly, the activists in New Hampshire are behind the ball when it comes to secession. We need to get out there in the front.
It's true, and for multiple reasons, not just political reasons, but, you know, the folks in New Hampshire and the Vermont area benefit from the folks who are interested in the political ideologies of secession, because they have built a network where people are providing jobs for each other, they provide food for each other, and so there's this sort of neighborhood mentality of, I get my food locally, mm-hmm. don't you? You know, and that's a really healthy thing for a community that wants to survive and thrive in times that could be very difficult in the years to come. So, you know, whether or not Vermont is successful in seceding, I think it's important that, you know, folks are building these networks so that they can depend on one another and not be, you know, dependent on, say, FEMA.
Absolutely. And I think that there's nothing more important as far as changes in politics and, you know, kind of inside the system activism goes, it seems to me that secession is the most important issue that we could possibly be talking about. There's always a lot of issues in politics, right? You know, oh, well, you know, medical marijuana, yes or no.
Industrial hemp.
Whatever, you know, there's all kinds of issues, and many of them I support. Gay marriage, you know, is another good one. Obviously, there's, you know, we've got that here in New Hampshire now. So, you know, we've got a few things going for us thus far, and obviously there are over 1,000 people here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. But not enough of them are talking about secession. And that's something that I think could really change the way everything plays out for us.
Secession's an interesting one, too, because it actually has a precedent. You know, not that, you know, it's a all that popular precedent with the Civil War. A lot of people, you know, evoke that sort of imagery.
It's a negative taste,
yeah. Yeah, but at least it has been talked about for hundreds of years. Unlike gay marriage, not an issue that, you know, was written into the Constitution, not something that the Founding Fathers perhaps thought that, oh, well, you know, gay marriage is just something that we don't even need to write down. That's everyone understands that concept. No, but for secession, that is the case. People felt as if, you know, they would always have the consent of the governed. The government would have their consent, or they could opt out. And so I'm really glad that this is an idea that's popular again and gaining more ground.
Who could oppose this? I mean, who in their right mind could look at the idea of secession and say, nah, that's a terrible idea. We've got to keep things status quo. We've got to keep everybody tied in. Right, William. Who living today? Who's not a politician? You know, who's an average person who could possibly oppose the idea of secession? I mean, let's stay in the federal government. Let's keep having them extract billions of dollars from us and then spend it on killing people all around the world. Spend it on, you know, enriching bureaucracy, making government bigger, more intrusive, more oppressive than it's ever been. Who could support this? Let's buy some drones. I mean, what?
Just vote for the right guy, Ian.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE, CAI toll free line. I will on the local level if they support secession. Free Talk Live.
Are you a male suffering from erectile dysfunction? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your sex life. Because Bravado is sending risk-free trials of their once-daily sex-enhancing capsules to all men who qualify. So if you're a man and are trying to boost your confidence in the bedroom and give your partner the ultimate sexual experience, you can be among the first to try Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-948-1362. Bravado is one of the safest ways to treat erectile dysfunction because each capsule contains natural ingredients that safely increase your libido. You don't need a prescription to try once daily Bravado. Just be among the first to call and claim your trial absolutely risk-free. But due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one risk-free trial per household. Again, if you are a male suffering from erectile dysfunction, it is crucial that you write down this number for your risk-free 30-day trial of Bravado. 1-800-948-1362. That's 1-800-948-1362.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. GibsonsHealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, GibsonsHealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet's Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beet's powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Of the airwaves toll free 855-453 the SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. Hey, join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we give to you there. There's a lot of stuff on the site and we give it all away. Listening options are included. All the stuff we give to you, those other talk show hosts, they charge for it. And what do we ask in return? That you like the show, you listen to Free Talk Live, follow us on Facebook, share the program, your favorite episodes with your friends on your various social networking sites. Do things to help spread Free Talk Live. That's the most important thing you can do. But one of the other most important things is to become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 per month. You get extra bonuses with that, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, and more. You can get the details at amp.freetalklive.com. But that money goes right into Free Talk Live. It is invested in the show to help us get on more radio stations across the country and bring the ideas of liberty and secession, for instance, to new ears, to people that maybe haven't heard anybody ever talking about secession on the radio waves. So, I mean, how often does that happen? Probably not very often at all. So we want to make that happen more often, and you can help us by becoming an amplifier and get those perks. Over at amp.freetalklive.com, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Robert is in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hi, Ian. How you doing?
Hey, Robert. What's on your mind tonight?
All right. Well, I just wanted to say, God, you guys have been going, what, strong here for, what, 5, 6, 7 years now?
You know, yeah, we've been syndicated now since 2004, and the show itself has actually been on the air coming up on a decade.
Wow.
Thanks.
I tell you what, that's really quite an accomplishment, because I saw some of your earlier videos, you know, with the couch and stuff like that. It was really fascinating. And you've really come a long ways. I mean, at first I wasn't sure about where this was going to go with you, but I kind of got the idea now. But I just wanted to congratulate you on that.
Oh gosh, thanks. Well, tell me, since you're in Vermont, Robert, and we've been talking about Vermont secession, You know, what's it like over there as far as the secessionist party? I've heard they've gotten as much as 5% in the governor's race there, or at least the lieutenant governor, I think, candidate got 5% because they run separately in Vermont, apparently. Do you have any awareness of the secession movement there?
Not really. I mean, what I can tell you in terms of my experience of being in Vermont, I was actually a resident over in New Hampshire for over 40 years and have lived over here in Vermont for over 5 years, and it's like night and day.
How's it so different?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, in terms of the fact that it's really laid back over here. If it was any more laid back, we'd be dead.
How about food? I get the impression that a lot of Vermonters are buying local food. They don't go to big box stores. Is that accurate?
Oh yeah, we have there's a organic food farm that's about a mile down the road from where we live at, and it's fantastic. I mean, I don't know if I can throw names out there, but
it seems that
a lot of people are going in that direction because they're concerned about, you know, the E. coli and stuff like that.
Well, it's actually hard to build a big box store in Vermont. I mean, the people there and the governments are kind of vehemently against. I don't think that you guys even have a Walmart in the state, do you?
I believe there's a Walmart over. I
don't think you have that. I know that my ex-girlfriend used to work for Panera Bread, the Panera Bread company, and they have franchises. Yeah. And the franchisee for the New England region does not have any franchises in Vermont.
Wow.
It's not because there aren't people there that would buy their food. There probably are. It's just that the governments there in Vermont are so kind of, commie that they don't want to let anybody in that's, you know, from the corporate world.
I know that I have a small piece of property on Route 5, we'll say, in Vermont, and it's a commercial piece of property that, you know, anybody could open up a Panera Bread.
You could put a Walmart
store in there, but the problem is that Vermont, they're real sticklers about things.
Wait a minute. When you say they're going to stop you, it sounds like Robert here is saying, well, he would sell, or, you know, maybe he's not making the claim, but he's saying others would at least sell their property to Panera.
But you still have to go through the approval process or the board,
saying that, you know, when they fill out the government forms, the government would just say, no, we're tearing these up. You're not doing this.
They don't want to allow places like Walmart to build in Vermont.
Goodness. Right. Don't they like money?
One of the lots that we have is a commercial 21-acre lot that's more than big enough to put a Walmart.
Sure. Oh, there's plenty of room in Vermont. I mean, it's incredibly undeveloped.
You know, and the exit's like right off of 91.
Sure, and the population in Vermont is half the size of New Hampshire, so the state is about the same size. The population's about half. Right. Hey, Robert, thanks for the call, man. I'm glad you're enjoying the show, and I appreciate hearing from you tonight. So there's plenty of room in Vermont, plenty of room in New Hampshire, too. It's mostly woods up here. The biggest city in New Hampshire is 100,000 people. I don't know what the biggest city in Vermont is. I doubt it's that much. And so there's plenty of room. I mean, Home Depot's got a store over in Brattleboro, which is the town to the west of Keene. It's the first town in Vermont that you hit.
Hey, that's pretty big box and corporate.
That is a big box corporate store. So, you know, I guess some big box corporate stores are okay if they help
build
a house.
Only if they sell wood.
Yeah, I guess. who knows what their rationale is, but that's just the way it is in Vermont. And I guess that's probably one of the reasons why Vermont did not win the choice of the Free State Project. I don't believe it was even in the top three. So as far as the results of, because when the Free State Project reached 5,000 members, they had a vote. There were 10 candidate states. New Hampshire was one of them. There were most of the others were in the northern kind of region of the country because there's less people. The main qualifying factor is that it was population of less than 1.5 million to be qualified to be a state with the Free State Project.
Right. And for those considering the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, that's one of the reasons I enjoy the west part of New Hampshire, is because it shares its border with Vermont. And because of the CSAs that Robert was just mentioning when he called in, you know, it's great to be able to access a network of, you know, a community of people who feeds each other. Yeah. That's just really exciting to me, because that's not happening, you know, in Philadelphia or New Jersey and some of the places where I've spent time. So this is great.
Yeah, I'm looking here on the Walmart website, typed in Vermont, and they do have one.
Oh, well, congratulations, Walmart.
They got two.
Just two. And compared with every other state, I wonder how that measures up.
So, it's probably not very many. Probably the lowest, I would guess, count of Walmarts in all of the country. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. We've been talking about secession, and, you know, I've still yet to hear a good reason to not secede. Besides the fear-mongering, besides the idea that, my God, if you secede, they're going to roll in tanks. They'll nuke the place. These tend to be some of the responses to folks, you know, as far as what they have to say when you initially bring up the idea of let's break this country up. Let's have 50 different governments, or, you know, at least a half a dozen. I mean, maybe with secession, things would go differently. Maybe, you know, the West Coast would all block together as one country. You know, California, Washington, Oregon would all be Pacifica or something like that. And, whatever. The breadbasket, or there could be different regions.
The Bible Belt. That would be so cute.
But right? It actually looks like a belt. But, you know, I wouldn't want to be seceding with Vermont or Massachusetts or Maine. I wouldn't want to, like, team up with them. They're just too different from New Hampshire.
Yeah, I would think that for a lot of folks, the fight, for lack of a better word, for secession would continue right on down to the individual level.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phones here. Butt Leakage is on the line in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Did your mom give you that name?
No, it's a video game name.
Oh, okay. From what game?
Oh, I play FPS, like running around shooting people.
I see. So that's just your name in the FPS?
Yeah.
Where would someone who is fragging in FPS land find you playing?
Battlefield games.
Battlefield?
Yeah.
So there you go. Now, if you ever see Butt Leakage in a battlefield, you know who you're fragging.
How are you doing tonight?
Yeah.
I made quite a name for myself, actually.
I bet you have. Well, you go right ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, I want to explain binary code in one call.
Oh, boy, this is going to be gripping. I'll tell you what, hang on, and hopefully you can explain it in a way that will make it useful and interesting to our international radio audience, because if not, we're going to end the call quickly. 855-453, binary code. Derek Jay, are you ready for this?
I can't wait.
All right, 855-450-3733. Some people are like, what? Binary what? It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next. You take control.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com. RockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.